Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. We can take down the notice that commission is in recess because we are back in session. The commissioners present are myself, Commission President Millman, Vahid Khorsand, David Ambrose, Dana Perlman, Mark Mitchell, and Helen Learn. Case number 7 is VTT 821521A. The related environmental is ENV 2018-2116 EIR. The project is located at 1720 through 1770 North Vine Street within Council District 13. Cecilia, I saw that there are Dave submissions. Can you please give instructions for how to access those?
Cecilia Lamas for the record. Commissioners, we do have Dave submissions for this item. DAF submissions are located in the CPC shared drive. For members of the public, compliant DAF submissions can be viewed in the shared drive by clicking on the link located at the top of the first page of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Cecilia. Commissioners, please note that there is a request for continuance to a date uncertain. Before we take a vote to continue this item, I'm going to allow 10 minutes for public testimony for any member of the public who wishes to speak regarding the continuance of the item. Members of the public can either press star 9 or raise hand if they're accessing via Zoom. Each speaker who has pressed star 9 will have 1 minute to speak. Marcos Godoy will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number when it is your turn. Please first state your name clearly and then proceed with your comment. You'll hear a message that states you are unmuted. At that time, please press star 6 to unmute yourself. If you're accessing online but via Zoom this morning, please click the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. Marcos will call out your name when it is your turn to speak. You will see a prompt stating the host would like you to unmute. Please click on unmute, state your name for the record, and begin your comment. Again, we are limiting public comment to 10 minutes. Marcos, please begin to call our public speakers.
We'll do Marcos Guitar for the record. Caller Mickey, you're unmuted.
Hi, this is Mickey Jackson. I'm with Housing is a Human Right, AHF, Healthy Housing Foundation. This project has long concerned us because it is an improper project for the geological situation. As our science advances, as we know from what the communication from the state, we find out it's even worse, it's even worse, it's even worse. We need to do full trenching process. We need to get all the geographics lined up. This builder has a history now of taking totally unsuitable projects for his for the geographic situation. How can we trust a builder who defied the science in San Francisco and now has a sinking tower? So they could end up with a sinking tower in San Francisco and us foolish enough to let them build a tumbling tower, a falling over tower here because of earthquakes. You're going to be doing earthquake shakeout exercise today. Think about it. All right. There's a reason that we do an earthquake shakeout exercise and Wyoming doesn't usually do one. Maybe they should with all the fracking, but we have got to get real and follow the science. We have a whole world now having trouble because they didn't follow the science.
Time.
Follow the science, please.
Thank you.
Caller Daniel, you're unmuted.
Thank you. Daniel Wright of the Silverstein Law Firm. You heard during general public comment our comments in support of a full seismic review. That is so important to do, given some of the history that Ms. Jackson just referred to. But while this commission is on a pause, it also needs to look very, very carefully at the design of this building and this project and how it could ever got this far, having a separate building for the affordable units. This commission's own policy requires that the affordable units be interspersed within a housing project and that they be of comparable quality and character as the market rate units. That is definitely not happening here. And it is another very important issue that this commission needs to consider, particularly in a time where there is a reckoning going on with regard to the treatment of people of lower income and of color. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller R, you're unmuted.
Hi, my name is Raquel Godoy. I am a resident of City 13. I've been here for more than 30 years. And although I appreciate that this hearing is being continued, or the other items at least have been continued, what I don't understand is how you jump at the request for Mitch O'Farrell to continue, but when several stakeholders and residents asked you to push back these hearings during a pandemic, during protests of social justice, you remain silent, you hold steadfast to your deadlines, and don't allow proper participation of the public and residents. I don't understand why we don't matter. You have done this time and again. You've proven in many ways that the rest don't matter.
Thank you.
Caller Kent, you're unmuted. Kent, please unmute yourself.
Sorry, hi, Kent Beta. I object to the aesthetics of this project. It's way, way out of scale with the neighborhood. I'm afraid that buildings of this size will lead to a downtownization of Hollywood, which is the last thing anybody who lives here wants. I understand that this project will lead to jobs for people, but then those people will go on to other jobs, and we, the residents, are gonna have to live with these towers until they crumble or God knows what happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller Noah, you're unmuted.
Hi, my name is Noah Adler. I am with Manat Thompson Phillips, one of the appellants to the project. We agree to a continuance to a date uncertain and are hopeful that the additional time will allow us to work with the applicant to reach a resolution of AMDA's concerns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller Anthony, you're unmuted.
Hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please. Oh, now we do not hear you.
Hello?
Hello, please go ahead.
Okay, I represent the Badana Society of Southern California. I understand a continuance is going to be granted. I would like the commission or city staff to take that additional time to analyze properly my October 5th, 2020 letter. It's a very detailed letter sent in a very short period of time because, as another caller pointed out, only a short period of time was given. It needs to be analyzed, it needs to be addressed, and we need to have a proper CEQA procedure here. So please take the time to analyze the points I've made. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller Aaron, you're unmuted.
You talk about me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. My name is Aaron Epstein. I've been a resident of Los Angeles since 1930. I have witnessed the 6.4 earthquake in Long Beach in California in 1933, the 6.5 earthquake in 1971 in San Fernando, the 6.7 earthquake in 1994 in Northridge. It is not a question of whether or not another disaster is coming. It is only a question of when will it happen. both the official state of California geologists and the U.S. government geologists have stated unequivocally that there is a fault going underneath the proposed site. I plead with you, the commissioners, to not put lives of fellow public humans at risk for permitting this structure, especially knowing that the developers' failures to build a safe structure in San Francisco occurred.
Thank you.
Caller 8990, you're unmuted.
Hello, yes, 35-year resident of the area. This seismic issues, the state geologist confirmed the dangers of building on this building site the last time around. The city decided to go with Millennium's paid consultant. All of those findings were totally ignored. Department of Building and Safety pushed it through. Ray Chan was promoted right after that. He's now being investigated by the FBI. The new findings are even more damning. It's the state and the U.S. government. As Lucy Jones said in the LA Times, that is the gold standard. They know what they're doing. If they say it's dangerous to build there, no one should build there. The money that Millennium threw around Hollywood was the top of the list for lobbying fees in the whole country nationwide last time. How much do people have to be paid to put lives in jeopardy to build these buildings? Hopefully 60 Minutes is listening in. They did the episode of Millennium's Leaning and Sinking Tower, which Millennium literally knew was dangerous before they started selling condos. And this is who you might approve skyscrapers on dangerous, active, multiple active faults. Thank you.
Cecilia, do we have a neighborhood council member with us who wishes to speak this morning?
Cecilia Lamas, for the record, not that I am aware of. I have not received a community impact statement report or a resolution.
Thank you. I do know that we have CD13 with us this morning.
Greg, welcome. Good morning.
Please go ahead, take as much time as you need.
Thank you. My name is Craig Bolton, Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell's office. Recently available staff reports, and after internal conversations, the council member thought it best to request the Hollywood Center project be continued until further seismic review could be completed. Additional seismic review will enable decision makers from the City Planning Commission to the City Council to evaluate and cast a vote based on the merits of the projects without lingering questions or doubts about fault lines. The council member asked that I convey his appreciation to the City Planning Department, particularly the Major Projects Unit, as well as management. He also asked that I convey his appreciation to you for your tireless work on the City Planning Commission. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Craig. And we do have one more member of the public with a raised hand, so I will allow that speaker.
Caller 4563, you're on your-
Hi, I'm calling in regards and asking the commission to, even though this is going to be continued, to look at who is delivering the science. Obviously, Group Delta before trenched intentionally between the two fault traces. It was very obvious that they were doing this. They are also associated with Phil Aaron's Cat Park. In other words, Group Delta stands to reap $2 billion in being able to build the Cat Park over the 101 freeway. And so there's ethical concerns with whoever is going to be doing the science behind this. And I would like to ask the commission to please ask for an independent and not developer-paid study. They're out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With all of this discussion of earthquakes, the time is 10:15. We are going to take a 1 minute recess right now for the Great California Shakeout. While we are on recess, we would ask that members of the public, commissioners, city staff, everyone who is with us today, please drop, take cover, and hold on. And in 1 minute, we will resume our hearing. We will take a vote on the continuance, and then we will adjourn. Thank you. Okay, the time is 10:16. I trust that you have all successfully completed your earthquake drill for the great shakeout. We have resumed. Commissioners present include Vahid Khorsand, Ellen Learn, Dana Perlman, Mark Mitchell, David Ambrose, and I am Samantha Millman, City Planning Commission President. And with that, I am going to go ahead and close public testimony for this item. And I am going to make a motion for a continuance to date uncertain on this item.
Second.
That was Vahid Khorsand.
Okay, so we have a second from Vahid Khorsand. Cecilia, will you please call for the vote?
Cecilia Lamas for the record. Commissioner Millman?
Yes.
Commissioner Khorsand?
Yes.
Commissioner Ambrose?
Yes.
Commissioner Learn?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Perlman?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Thank you so much, everyone. The time is 10:17. We will adjourn now. Commissioners, we will see you next week at our regularly scheduled City Planning Commission meeting. Thank you and have a great week.